Welcome to Reflecting God. In Besting of the False Teachers, Paul now relates what can't be proved, disproved, or topped. He knows a believer, perhaps himself, who bodily or in spirit was taken up to the third heaven, paradise. I can see the jaws dropping in Corinth, not only because of that, but because of what follows. Paul isn't going to boast about that. Everyone can see his life and hear his message. That is enough. Then Paul gives the screw another turn. To those of a culture that valued the ideal in beauty, athletics, intellectual ability, and oratorical prowess, Paul writes that not only is he content with his weaknesses, that is all he's going to boast about. Paul had discovered that in his weakness, he is made complete and becomes a channel for God's grace and power. Paul has learned and is living out what the Corinthians and we need to learn and live out as well. God cannot enter into full relationship with and use a person who is all in themselves. God can fill and use a person who knows that in and of themselves they are incomplete and weak. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.